Welcome to Kaboom, where every episode sends your whole family on a new adventure. I'm Sam Payne.
And I'm Brian Tanner, and today's adventure is all about a tokebi, a mischief-loving, goblin-like creature from Korean mythology. And you know what? You might even hear some K-pop today.
Kaboom presents the original audio adventure, Goblin Games.
Come play with me, Jia. Let's wrestle.
Ji-hoon, what are you doing?
Can't you tell? I'm a tokebi. Come on, let's play a game.
Oh, I wish Mom never told you those old stories.
They're not just stories. They're Korean legends. And the ones about the tokebi are my favorite.
Little prankster goblin things? They sound as annoying as you.
Tokebis only prank people because they're playful. Pranks don't hurt anyone.
Whatever. Just be quiet, please. I need to finish my homework.
You're no fun.
Oh, sorry, I'm late.
Mom! Ooh, what's in that package?
할머니 sent us some things from Korea.
Cool!
Jia, come see what your grandmother sent us.
Mom, I have to finish this assignment before dinner.
Because you're going on a date with Jake.
I'm not!
Or two, you said you and Jake are gonna get ice cream together. Then I bet you're gonna kiss.
Juna, stop teasing your sister. Come on, let's see what 할머니 sent. Oh, my old hanbok.
Wow, what a fancy dress.
Oh, it made me feel so special when I wore it at celebrations. You know, Jia, I wore this when I was about your age. I think it might fit you.
No way, Mom. Jake's on his way, and I do not want him to see me in some weird traditional dress thing.
Jia.
What else did Grandma send?
Let's see. Oh, 할머니 sent her old 옹기.
It kind of looks like a cookie jar.
It's actually a pot we used to use for making kimchi.
Did Grandma only send old stuff?
Let's see. It looks like she sent some of her jewelry, a book of poetry I made when I was in high school, oh, and some of the paintings I did when I was young.
Is that all?
Looks like it. But these things hold a lot of memories from my childhood in Korea.
Can you tell Grandma to send something for me next time?
I'll be sure to ask her.
And can you come play with me? Jia won't.
Sorry, Ji-hoon. I have to run to the store before dinner. But I'll play with you afterwards, okay?
Okay. But be ready. I've turned into a tokebi.
Oh, I'll be ready.
Roar!
Hey, Jia, is everything okay? Anytime I bring up anything about Korea, you seem to shut down.
I don't know. We live in America, so I don't know why we're pretending like we don't.
Have your classmates been saying things again?
Rachel and her friends threw away my 멸치볶음 yesterday.
Again? That's the second time they've thrown out your lunch this month. You really should tell a teacher.
Look, it doesn't matter. I can just start packing my own lunches. It's not a big deal.
You shouldn't have to change. Their behavior
is... It's just food, Mom. It's fine.
It's so much more than that. They need to learn to appreciate.
I said it's fine, all right?
Jia, your differences are what make you beautiful. It's like this hanbok.
What?
It's unique. My mother made it by hand, and that's why it means so much to me. Here, I want you to have it.
Really? Why?
It reminds me of who I am and where I came from. Maybe it can help you too.
Mom.
Even if you don't want to wear it, would you be willing to take care of it for me?
Sure.
Thank you. I'll be back soon. And then maybe we could talk more.
Okay.
Jia, have you seen my... Hey! What are you doing with the hanbok? I thought you didn't want any of Mom's old stuff.
Mom gave it to me.
That's not fair. She didn't give me anything.
Well, maybe Mom trusts me more than you.
Does not.
Does too. I'm older and more responsible.
Anyone can be responsible for a silly old dress. Give me it.
Hey! Let go!
Uh-oh.
Ji-hoon! You tore the hanbok! Let go of it!
Whoa! Ah! Mom's book! You broke the ongi!
Jan, jajan! 무섭니?
What is that thing?
I think it's a tokebi!
What? There's no way that's actually a tokebi.
But it's just like Mom said, small, wearing a hanbok, and holding a spiky club.
여기 여기가 어디야?
Why would Grandma send us this thing?
I don't think she did this on purpose.
Why is it here then?
Well, in the old stories, tokebi's like old stuff that nobody uses anymore, like this pot.
And it just stayed inside it all the way from Korea?
I think it was a prank.
역시 장난치는 게 제일 재밌어.
What is it saying?
It's speaking Korean. 안녕하세요.
Oh, 안녕? 넌 이름이 뭐야?
Sorry, I don't speak a lot of Korean.
But you can understand it?
Mostly.
Jihoon, we have to get this thing out of here before Jake shows up.
But Jia, this is so cool, and it seems friendly.
Oh, 이거 옹기가 부서졌잖아.
Look, it's picking up the broken 옹기 pieces.
Hey, that's my mom's pot. Get your grubby little hands off it.
Yeah, yeah.
Jia, that was rude.
Jihoon, we don't need an ugly little goblin thing damaging it even more.
버릇 없는 것들, 종아. 손대로 사라져주지.
Hey! It just ran off with the pieces of the pot. Oh, that little thief!
I think it's trying to play keep away with it. If we get the pot back and win the game, maybe it'll leave us alone.
A game? Why would it be playing a game?
Maybe it's trying to teach you a lesson.
Oh, what?
Well, you are being mean to it.
Oh, no! Jake's here.
Maybe he can help us catch it.
No, don't open the door.
Hey, Jake.
Oh, hey, Jihoon. Is Jia ready?
Actually, we need your help to catch
it. Jihoon! Sorry, Jake. Something's come up, and we're gonna have to cancel.
Is everything okay?
Jia, he's going for the door. Close it.
Quick, come inside, Jake.
Oh, okay. What's going on?
Try to come.
What the? What is that thing?
A tokebi.
A doko what?
It's a magical creature.
Magic? Like a ghost or something?
Maybe. Whatever it is, we need to get rid of it before our mom comes home.
Well, my Uncle Bernard banishes ghosts. Maybe he could help.
He what?
He's into, like, spirits and crystals and stuff.
Can you call him?
Jia, no. It's not a ghost or a spirit. I don't think we could just banish it.
Yeah, Juna, 난 여기 있는데.
There it is. Come back here. Can't get away from me.
Jake, I think we should call your uncle.
Got it.
Almost got you.
Jake! To what do I owe the pleasure of this call?
Hey, Bernard. My friends are having a little bit of a problem. They said they've got a...
I'm gonna catch you.
What kind of spirit was it?
Tokebi?
A dokebi spirit in their house.
It's not a spirit!
And they need help banishing it.
Say no more. I'll be over in 7 seconds.
That's oddly specific.
I have to warn you, my uncle can be a little... extra.
Hello, hello!
Uncle, how did you get here so fast?
I was just next door teaching my goat Zumba class. May I enter the premises?
Sure.
Thank you, young lady. I don't believe we've met. What's your name?
I'm Jia.
Pleasure to meet you, Jia. The name's Bernard Quackenbush. By day, I am a certified Zumba instructor. But by night... I'm a self-taught medium and spirit enthusiast.
You weren't kidding, Jake. He's pretty unique.
Oh, just wait.
Now you're dealing with a spirit, you say?
Maybe?
Glorious! Where is it?
I couldn't catch it. And it ran away again.
Ah, so it's a mischievous spirit.
It's not a spirit. It's a tokebi.
Look, whatever it is, we just need it gone before my mom gets home. Do you know the best way to do that?
Well, that depends. How did the dokebi get here in the first place?
We accidentally broke an old pot my grandma sent us, and I guess the dokebi was hiding inside.
Ah, broken pot, you say? Great. We can get this spirit out of here in a jiffy.
What do you mean?
Well, if dokebis are anything like the spirits from Season 3, Episode 6 of Spectre Inspectors, once the previously possessed object is mended, it should trap the spirit back inside. All we'll need is some super glue.
Wait, that's where you get your information? A sketchy reality show?
Oh, believe me, dear nephew, the most accurate information is found on reality TV.
Oh, brother.
It wasn't possessing the pot. It was hiding inside of it. I keep telling you, it isn't a ghost.
Listen, small one.
My name's Jihoon.
Listen, Ji-hoon, I'm at least 76% sure that mending the pot is what will fix things.
Look, I don't care how it's done, I just want to get rid of it. But I don't know if we have super glue.
Don't you worry, I never leave home without some. It's just here in my handy dandy bag. Oh, let's see. Mini gong, a half-eaten sandwich, Bluetooth speaker, and...
What do you need a speaker for?
Oh, my dear! Never underestimate the power of a sick beat!
Okay!
Aha! Super glue! Right where I thought it would be.
Aha! Yeah, 그거 재밌게 생겼다!
Look out! It's swinging its club!
Huh! It hit the ground?
Did the dokubi just make the super glue disappear?
Cool!
Oh, no! That was my special one-of-a-kind recipe.
How did it do that?
Dokubi's clubs are magic.
끝내고 싶어? 날 다시 잡아봐.
It's climbing out the window.
Oh, how nice. I guess it banished itself.
No, it still has Mom's pot. Quick, follow it outside. It's climbing to the roof.
Hey, that's not fair.
이런 터진 것들. 안 잡히면 땡이라고.
Oh, if only I had some of my special ghost-summoning cheese, I could lure it down.
It isn't a ghost. Guys, we're doing this all wrong. Gia, can you please just listen to me?
Fine. What do you think we should do?
It seems like it's trying to play keep away with the pot. So, we need to treat this like a game. If we win, it might give us back Mom's pot and leave us alone.
But how are we supposed to win? It's too fast for us to catch it.
We need to distract it.
We could sneak up behind it while it isn't looking and grab the pot.
But how do we sneak up behind it when it's on the roof?
There's a ladder out back.
That's perfect. Now, how do we distract it?
My time has come. Confusion is key to distraction, and I just happen to be a master of confusion.
Okay.
Connect your phone to my speaker and play the catchiest, K-poppiest song you know.
What? Why?
Less questions, more song suggestions.
Let me check my playlists.
Oh, I've got a K-pop playlist. You can use my phone here.
Whoa, you like K-pop?
I knew you used to like it, so I got into it.
Wow. Really?
Quick, cue up the song.
Oh, right.
Now, Ji-hoon and Jake, you two go to the roof and sneak up behind the dokubi once it's distracted.
I'll get the ladder.
And Jake, please don't fall off the roof. I'd hate to have to explain that to your mother. Again.
Got it.
Gia, you got the song?
Yep.
Hit it! All right, dokubi, are you ready to sweat? Let's do some Zumba. Ready? Here we go. Step right. Right, left, and kick. One, and two, and turn, and spin. Come on, dokubi. Let's see some energy.
Right.
Let's see some pizzazz.
It looks confused.
One, two. Come on, dokubi. Move those little feet. Oh, yeah. Now you're doing it.
It's working. It's getting distracted.
Of course it's working. Zumba never fails.
Okay, and Ji-hoon and Jake made it up on the roof.
Splendid! And two, and turn, and spin. Pump those arms, squeeze those glutes. Yes, here we go! Oh, no, I think it's on to us. Dokubi, eyes on me. One, and two, and don't turn around, and don't look behind you, and look out, it's gonna jump!
We missed it.
Gia, quick!
Whoa, get back here! Don't worry, Gia. We're coming.
Remember, Jake, be careful on that ladder.
I'm fine. See?
Whoa!
Ah, you okay?
I'm okay.
Jake, what is it with you and ladders?
Get up, Jake. We gotta catch it.
It's no use, guys. It's too fast.
Whoa!
This is all my fault.
Chia.
You said it yourself, Ji-hoon. The dokubi is acting this way because I was mean to it. I shouldn't have said all those things. I'm sorry about all of this.
Hey, Chia. The dokubi is coming toward you.
Are you giving the pot back to me? Why?
뭔가를 깨달은 모양이구나. 어?
What did it say?
He says you learned your lesson, Gia.
Oh. Thank you. Oh, the pot is so broken. How are we gonna explain this to Mom?
내가 도와줄게.
Wow, it fixed the Yonggi with its magic club. Thank you.
머리 정도 가지고.
It appears you were correct about this creature, Ji-hoon. Seems like I could learn a thing or two from your wisdom.
You hear that, Gia? I have wisdom. Mom's home!
How are we gonna explain all of this?
Ooh, I have an idea. Hey, Tokkebi.
어, 나 불렀니?
What if we play a prank on my mom? Tokkebi, you climb into the Yonggi pot, and when we go back inside the house, you can pop out and surprise her.
Oh, 재밌겠다.
Mom's gonna be so surprised.
Hi, everyone. What's going on?
Mom, you just missed it. We unleashed a tokebi from Grandma's box. It took the Yonggi pot, so we had to play a game to get it back. But it's okay because Bernard did Zumba.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Did you get into the sugar again?
It's true, Mom. Just ask Chia.
It's true, but I hardly believe it myself.
And I think that's my cue to leave. Want to join me, Jake? My next goat Zumba class starts in a couple of minutes.
Thanks, but after all that, I don't think I have the energy to dance with goats.
Suit yourself. Then I'm off. As the old adage goes, the Zumba goat waits for no man.
Bye-bye, Bernard. See you at Zumba Wednesday.
Toodles.
Bernard's in your Zumba class?
He's my instructor.
No way! Can I come too?
Hey, Gia. What you did back there was super cool.
Really?
Yeah, and after all that, I'm super hungry. Maybe instead of ice cream, would you want to go get some dinner?
Oh, have you ever tried Korean barbecue? There's a great place downtown that I'd love to show you.
Text me the address. I'll go get cleaned up and meet you there.
Great!
See you soon!
Hey, Mom?
Yes?
I didn't mean for it to happen, but your hanbok ripped.
Oh, a rip doesn't mean it's unrepairable. Maybe we could try mending it together.
Yeah, and maybe while we do, can you tell me a little bit more about what it was like growing up in Korea?
I would love to.
Can I join too? Not the sewing part, but the story part.
Of course. By the way, what are you doing outside with the Yonggi?
Just wait, I got something to show you. Turns out Hanmoni did send me something after all.
My name is Jisoo, and I play Gia.
My name is Sylvia, and I played Mom. She's actually my mom in real life, too, so I get to call her Omma every day.
I love K-pop. My mom tried really hard to make sure that I have a connection to my Korean heritage, and a way that I was really receptive to was through music.
K-pop back then when I was young was kind of weird. Like, people were still like, oh, K-pop. But now everyone loves K-pop. I mean, it's really big.
Oh, I've got a K-pop playlist.
Whoa, you like K-pop?
I knew you used to like it, so I got into it.
That's been really fun to see people love and appreciate the culture. And hopefully the people who are younger, they'll come to love and appreciate the culture in a way that maybe I wasn't as open to when I was a kid. When I was growing up in the US, I thought I was Korean. And then when I got to Korea, everyone in Korea was like, no, you're American. And I think that was really hard for me in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I think just coming to wrestle with the idea of like, maybe what people think as Korean maybe is different. And maybe that's not something I let other people decide for me. Maybe that's just something I decide for myself. Mm.
Maybe instead of ice cream, would you want to go get some dinner?
Oh, have you ever tried Korean barbecue? There's a great place downtown that I'd love to show you.
Text me the address.
I can love all of the Korean parts of me and love all the American parts of me and be grateful for that I have perspective in those two different cultures and that I can love pizza and love kimchi and maybe love kimchi pizza.
And I appreciate that too, that you have that culture in you.
Aw, it's all thanks to Mom.
Thank you so much. They were so great to work with. And Sam, I just had to bring in a special guest that helped us so much with this episode. And his name is Taehyun Kim, and he is here with us. Hello.
Hi.
But you know, around here, we mostly just call him Ted.
Yeah, I always go with Ted.
So this episode came from our writer, Carrie Griggs. But as we were writing this, we wanted to make sure that we're being authentic. And, you know, we're on the campus of Brigham Young University, so we talked to some of the people in the Korean department. But the person that we found who was most helpful was here right in our own house, working on the post-production team.
That's right. Usually behind the board, like manufacturing sound effects and sound design and doing all kinds of production here at BYU Radio and on Kaboom, too.
So, Ted, how did you come to know so much about Korean mythology? Because when you looked at the script, you're just like, oh, I can give you lots of great advice about how to write this.
Oh, yeah. Because like my mom is especially interested in like Korean culture a lot. Mm-hmm. So my mom always told me about like Korean mythology. And then she had a lot of books about like Korean mythology and Korean philosophy.
What were your memories of being a kid and hearing stories about Dokkaebi?
So Dokkaebi story in Korea is either really scary or really kind of like playful and fun. Uh-huh. So they're like usually just like to prank and then just like have fun for themselves.
So Ted not only advised, right, but he also played the Dokkaebi. He's the voice of it.
Yeah.
Which is so fun.
What was that like for you?
Oh, yeah. So when I was like 8 or 9, I really wanted to like do voice acting, but I didn't have any chance to. And I got more interested in music afterwards. So I did music and sound now. But that reminds me of my younger dream when I wanted to be like voice acting.
Yeah, it was fun to uncover this hidden talent of yours.
Right? Oh, thank you.
And that it was a childhood dream is a bonus. That's
great.
Oh,
yeah. That was so fun.
Well, Brian and I love talking about every episode of Kaboom, and we'd love to hear what you think, too.
We ask this every week, but it's true. Reviews help people find the show, and who knows, we just might read it on the show.
Like this 5-star review on the episode Zombie Tag from a listener on Spotify, I must say a frequent commenter,
yes,
on Spotify, mm-hmm, with a username Cats Love Guns, that said, "It's your best pod ever, and P.S., are you still doing the favorite comment thing?" Clearly we are, Cats Love Guns,
yes,
and we're happy to feature your comment on the podcast today.
And we hope that you follow their example too, and leave us a review or a comment on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or Spotify.
And we'll see you back here in 2 weeks for the Kaboom Season 5 finale. Goblin Games was written by Kerry Griggs and directed by Kerry Griggs and Brian Tanner. The cast included Jisoo Shin as Gia, Sylvia Shin as Mom, Jaden Choi as Jihoon, Jared Hendricks as Jake, and Brian Tanner as Bernard.
Hey, that's me. And of course, Taehyun Kim as Dokkaebi. The sound team was led by Trent Reimschussel and Dan Carlisle, with engineering by Gracie Davis, Kiplin Merrill, and Trent Reimschussel, and dialogue and sound editing, sound design, and mixing by James Call, Jim Kassler, Hannah Evans, Aaron Findlay, Luke Gunnarsson, Dallin Jepson, Taehyun Kim, Kiplin Merrill, and Cameron Rhodes. This episode was produced by Brian Tanner, Kerry Griggs, Wendy Folsom, and Sam Payne.
The Kaboom writing team includes Kay Hendrickson, Garrett Gunnell, Kerry Griggs, and Paige Jensen Rutter. Our theme music was written by Sam Clawson. All Kaboom original art was created by Adrian Walsh, and Ikaika Kamimoto is our marketing manager. For more great storytelling for families, check out our companion podcast, The Appleseed, available wherever you get your podcasts. Kaboom is a production of BYU Radio.